Though people shared hot dogs and experienced live music and rock dance on Saturday, it was another example of climate change taking a toll on the region.
It is a reality that we are seeing.
Democrats and Republicans are divided in how the country should tackle climate change in Congress. Many Democrats back the Green New Deal. It's not a bill yet. It's a proposal to completely rewrite the U.S. economy to tackle inequality and climate change. Republicans like Murkowski think that's too idealistic.
What I'm trying to focus on and what we've been trying to do in the Energy Committee is lead on an analysis and assessment of what are some of the pragmatic solutions that we're putting in place now.
Those solutions are modest. Invest more in technologies like nuclear and reduce emissions. Don't just focus on renewable energy like wind and solar.
I want to make sure that I don't leave people with the idea that I think that there's one silver bullet. I don't. I think that there is a multitude of different ideas.
Each one, she says, should be tailored to the place and affordable. The YK Delta pays some of the highest power bills in the state. She's also not a fan of subsidies for renewable energy from federal government, and she is a fan of natural resource development. And that includes oil, the biggest extraction industry in Alaska. Before her visit to Bethel, Murkowski wrapped up a hearing in Washington, D.C. with the Senate Natural Resources and Energy Committee on Climate Change. She says she hopes that will push the conversation forward. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.